had a protest downtown yesterday. People were yelling.
This is not acceptable!
This is not acceptable!
Jerusalem's our capital!
Jerusalem's our capital!
A lot of people upset that President Trump has declared that we, in fact, will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. We will eventually move our embassy there. Of course, I've heard that previously.
Jerusalem is still the capital of Israel and must remain an undivided city accessible to all.
As soon as I take office, I will begin the process of moving the United States ambassador to the city of Israel as chosen as its capital.
Jerusalem will be the capital of Israel, and I have said that before, and I will say it again.
And Jerusalem will remain the capital of Israel, and it must remain undivided.
We will move the American embassy to the eternal capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem.
That it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
And also, everybody's required to say Merry Christmas, no matter who you are.
We're making Christmas great again. That's a fact.
In Jerusalem. Daniel Kurtzer is a professor of Middle East Policy Studies at Princeton University. He's a former U.S. ambassador to both Israel and Egypt. I believe both of those postings with Bush 43, George W. Bush. We welcome Mr. Kurtzer to the program. Sir, I saw your piece in the New York Daily News saying Jerusalem embassy, it has zero upside for America. Why is this such a bad idea?
Look, in practical terms, you know, as you indicated, every candidate for president has promised to recognize Israel's capital as Jerusalem and move the embassy. And each president, upon entering office, has understood that this was going to really set back any diplomatic effort in which the United States would play a central role. So, you know, there's a reality on the ground, and then there's the diplomacy which the United States has tried to lead for many years. And what the president did the other day was basically to take us out of the diplomatic game. The Palestinians no longer see us as an honest broker, as a mediator. The rest of the world is angry, and therefore we're isolated diplomatically. And instead of the United States leading, we are now under tremendous pressure, essentially for no upside. There's nothing that we gained from this other than a kind of feel-good political move.
Well, don't the evangelicals in Alabama who are going to vote next Tuesday appreciate this?
Oh, I'm sure they do. Look, a large segment of the American community, both Jewish and non-Jewish, are very supportive of this. And you know, in a perfect world, this would be a logical thing to do. But you have a dispute out there between Palestinians and Israelis, both of whom claim Jerusalem as their capital. The president could have actually done something extremely creative by indicating that, saying we recognize Jerusalem as a place where Israel has called its capital, and we're prepared to recognize Jerusalem as a place where Palestinians call their capital, and let them work out a boundary between them. But he did not do anything creative, and therefore it ends up being a diplomatic setback.
No, there's been I think since 1995 there was an act passed in Congress to name Jerusalem the capital. I know that hasn't happened. Now that it's done and you see all the anger and the uproar and, you know, there's only two countries that seem to want to go along with this, what does Trump do to fix this?
Well, it's really two moves. One would be modest and the other would be ambitious. The modest move would be to explain that he has not ruled out the possibility of there being a Palestinian capital also in Jerusalem, again, with the boundary and arrangements to be worked out. The more ambitious move would be to say not only that, but also to exercise American leadership and bring these parties back to the table on the basis of a very significant peace process initiative that includes U.S. views on an outcome, includes improvements on the ground, includes ways in which the Arab world can be helpful. I mean, there's a lot of things he can do that indicate that we're back in the game. But right now, you know, it's an uphill battle to just get some credibility back into American policy.
Daniel Kurtzer is at Princeton now. He's our former ambassador, both Israel and Egypt, by the way, for George W. Bush. So since Henry Kissinger is not available, is Jared Kushner the man to get this job done?
I don't think so. You know, I root for anybody who's trying to do this, and that's a bipartisan rooting thing on my part. I really doesn't matter who gets it done. I just don't think that someone with zero experience and whose statements thus far have indicated a lack of interest in trying to learn history, lessons learned, is the right way to go. So, you know, good luck to him. And I really do, I seriously do hope he can succeed. But it's here, too, you're talking about an uphill battle.
Why hasn't anybody been able to succeed? I mean, you know, whether the Capitol's there or not, it doesn't seem that we've moved the needle one way or the other.
Well, you know, to be sure, there's been progress over the years. There's an Egyptian-Israeli peace treaty. There's a Jordanian-Israeli peace treaty. If you look at the Israeli-Palestinian negotiations over the past 25 years, they've actually made progress. They haven't reached an agreement, but they've narrowed differences rather substantially. Today, it's more problematic. Leadership in Israel is not necessarily committed to the kind of solution that's going to be required. Palestinian leadership is divided, as is the West Bank and Gaza. And the regional situation is aflame, as we see, you know, the horror in Syria and the horror in Yemen and elsewhere. So it's a challenging time. But, you know, the two-state solution is not dead because it's the only outcome that's going to make any sense here. And it has required in the past American leadership just to get things started. And that's what's missing right now.
If President Trump called and said, Mr. Kurtzer, Mr. Ambassador, we'd like to send you back to one of two places, Tel Aviv or Cairo, which would you choose?
Oh, I really like Princeton a great deal.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. I would give him a diplomatic answer, I think.
You are a diplomat. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your expertise and your time. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Take care. Daniel Kurtzer, former ambassador both Israel and Egypt.